It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and Michelle.
That's us.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, where two adult daughters realize that Disneyland is doing nothing for Valentine's Day.
What?
I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Jenny Ray.
I wish I had a what button on my thing, and then I just felt like, what? I should just record.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
Is that copyrighted?
We begin today with breaking news.
So this is the prelude. So we recorded an episode like the week before I went to Orlando with Cameron Keege, me, Jenny, and Cameron about Valentine's Day. And I just wanted to add a little news to the beginning because we realized we decided to do that topic like way before. So the topic is, I don't know if it ended up being what to do at Valentine's Day if you're single or if it's just...
I think it was just Valentine's Day
at Disneyland
in general.
And we kept like doing research and we're like, oh, Disneyland hasn't announced anything. I guess I'll just say like, we'll record right before the episode comes out and I'll do news on it. Nope, Disneyland's not doing anything for Valentine's Day.
I feel
Day.
Like they're really just pushing people to go to Sweethearts Night because they want you to spend extra money to enjoy Valentine's
Day. Yes, one of the nights is sold out. The other night, my friend was asking me, she's like, why would I go to Sweethearts Night? I'm like, I don't know. Because you couldn't go to 80s night? I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, really, Disneyland's doing nothing. So it's a lot of just us rambling, but it's very funny, I think.
Oh.
So
is it?
I think so.
I mean, I remember.
I remember it being funny. Maybe it's not. I haven't listened to it yet. But in the meantime, at least there'll be some news, some factual information at the beginning of this episode.
Give it to me.
So reservations for Star Wars Galactic Cruiser can be made starting sometime this year. When? I don't know. The hotel is opening in 2021. I remember at the D23 panel, you were with me and you were very concerned about that hotel.
Well, okay. My question is because I get very claustrophobic and I need fresh air.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, how do you get fresh
air? You don't. You just die. I guess you can't, like if you're a smoker, you can't go.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. Because I just don't, like the premise, suspend your belief, is you're in a spaceship.
Uh-huh.
You can't go outside. Like, you're going to go outside and be like, I'm in Florida. So you just, you like, they have a day where you have an excursion at the park. So it's only two nights.
Uh-huh.
So you check in, you have like your adventure at night, you wake up, you go to Galaxy's Edge, you go back at some point. I don't know if you can go to the rest of MGM Studios. Like, oh, you're now in Toy Story Land. Look at these creatures of Toy Story Land. Or if you just like, and then you go back and then you just have more adventure and then you're done. So yeah, you were very concerned about this hotel.
I asked Sarah and she said, well, just don't go.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do I breathe?
Yeah.
How do I breathe
in this Star Wars? Yeah, this is not Jenny Ray approved. I'm excited to go when I have money and time and a friend with money and time.
Oh yeah. That's not me. So.
Yeah. That's not most of my friends. Like I said, I'm like, my friends either have time or money. Nobody has both.
No.
Nope. Nobody has both.
Currently, I have all the time in the world
and pennies. And if it was cheap enough, I'd be like, let's go. But you don't have a discount anymore. So.
I don't. I'm not cool anymore. Sorry about it. Just an average Jill.
Just an average Jill just trying to breathe in the Star Wars part. I wonder if they're going to give you costumes. I heard that. Or is it BYOC?
Oh, maybe there's options.
Yeah.
You probably have to pay more in order to like rent a costume.
And I bet the costumes are like so flouncy. Like, oh, Jasmine, you get the plus size costume. It's like this sheet. You're a sheet ghost. We cut little holes in it for you and everything. So it's Mardi Gras, Universal Studios, Florida, from February 1st until April 2nd. Bands performing include The Roots, TLC, All American Rejects, Diana Ross, and more. I didn't realize what a big deal Mardi Gras was at Universal until I went recently. And don't worry, next week we're going to do an episode about my Orlando trip.
Orlando,
known as the Paris of the South. I wore that shirt one day and I thought people were going to beat me up. we have to do this one this week because it's Valentine's Day. It's a really big deal there. It was like tickets were blocked out certain days because somebody signed us in. So like if we had gone like one day later, we couldn't because it was the start of Mardi Gras.
Do they have an area where they celebrate Mardi Gras?
No, it's all in Universal Florida side. So not Islands of Adventure. They have like special food they do. They have a huge stage that I think seats like 8,000 people.
What the heck?
And they have like big bands like you've actually heard of performing. Like Diana Ross is going to be there.
Right.
Like and... they have like floats where they throw beads and SpongeBob flashes you. No, I don't know that. I just thought that was very interesting. Yeah, it was like a really big deal. I've never heard of it, but I guess when you're there, it's just, I think it's big with locals because they change the food every 2 weeks.
Oh.
So like 1 week they're going to have like German Mardi Gras, and then 1 week they're going to have like Caribbean Mardi Gras. So what do you think of the new Disney Parks designer ears created by the Blondes?
The thongs?
Yeah, the thongs. I called it. I called it the head thong. So if you don't know, it's a, you know, it's the designer ears. It's a Mickey hat, and it's
for a stripper.
Yeah, it's like a diamond encrusted ears, but it literally goes into like a V shape, like a thong, like Maleficent's hat.
Yeah.
Like a V shape on your head. It's a head thong.
Yeah.
I called it that.
Out of gems.
And how much are, I didn't
$600.
See. No.
For a head thong. You just glue the rest of it. I don't understand the shape.
Can we just make our own where we actually bedazzle a thong and put it on a
Mickey hat? Yes, like hanging off.
This is $500. Will you buy it?
Will you buy it? $450. $450, ladies and gentlemen, for a head thong for you. There's yet to be a designer ear that I thought, I'm like, I need that.
I mean, I'll never, ever need designer ears because they're way overpriced. Oh, yeah. But I still have not seen a pair where I'm like, that's really cool.
Yeah. Even like there hasn't been one I've been tempted to buy even. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, if I only had 600. No, there has not been one.
Joe Rohde, many do they make?
They make every month they're releasing new ones, at least one. Some months they're doing two.
Who are the people that buy these?
I don't know. People are buying them. But people just buy exclusive things. They're just like, I like exclusive things.
Oh,
yeah. People bought the Heidi Klum ones and those were like $600. I'm excited for the Joe Rohde ones because I really hope they're just normal ears with like one really big earring on one side. That's my dream. So when we were in Orlando, Joe Rohde was there and he was in, and we didn't see him, but he was at Animal Kingdom.
Oh.
And I was like, my dream in life is I want to become good enough friends with Joe Rohde. And he's like, give me the thing that means most to you. And I give him like my grandma's wedding ring and he puts it in his earring. He's like, I absorb your power. I'm like, I got this from a Tibetan monk and I climbed the Himalayas to bring this to you. I was like, thank you. Trinkets of my ears.
Oh my gosh.
So is there any news you've heard of?
Nope.
That's it. So yeah, I was trying to do research on like more stuff for Disneyland at Valentine's Day. There's nothing. I don't even know if there's a photo op this year. It's just all about if
they used to have the area
they're not
in front.
They're not doing the Minis Valentine's Hunt.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
think if like you've heard differently, Pete,
no,
listeners, but listeners or Jenny. This is future for the future.
They'll probably only put the thing that they had up last year for Sweethearts Night.
Yeah, they might just leave it up for like the week, like the 10th through like the 15th.
Yeah,
but I guess I don't know if it's because of Lunar New Year, there just wasn't money in Valentine's Day.
Well, and I know they have had some of the princes out a bit more, I guess, but. I remember that used to be such a big thing when they announced like, oh, all the princes will be out with the princesses and stuff. And it doesn't seem like it's a big deal.
I think there's too much of an emphasis on couples. They need to have like singles night or like swingers night.
Oh.
And like we can go. And it doesn't even have to be like a dating thing. It's just like singles. Yeah. And like we just go and it's all like
kissing booth with Elsa.
Like kissing booth. And it's just like Elsa and Mulan. And then they can have Mandalorian and Baby Yoda. And I'll be like, bye, y'all. This is where I'm living now.
Yes.
My son and my husband. So after that rousing note, you can now enjoy the rest of the episode with me, Jenny Ray, and Cameron Keegi talking about Valentine's Day, or more likely, yes. or really more rambling.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie,
that's Jenny's moon. Dinner.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, where three adults have just eaten their own weight in heart-shaped candy. I'm Jasmine.
I'm Jenny Ray.
And I'm Cameron.
We have our first male on the podcast, Cameron Keegi.
Ooh.
Was that manly enough?
It's so manly. Just have to deepen that podcast. It's not as high-pitched. So we are this week going to talk about Valentine's Day at the Disneyland Resort. And not a lot has been posted yet about Valentine's Day at the Disneyland Resort, at least not officially. This time last year, they had it, the event lasted from the 22nd of January until February 18th. So I'm just surprised they haven't. Do you think?
No.
Is it just going to be like next week? They're like, bam.
Well, I feel like because there's so much going on right now, they don't want to probably overwhelm people because Rise of the Resistance is obviously big right now. And then Lunar New Year has their stuff going on. So I feel like to them, maybe it's too much to also be like, and also here are the dessert options for Valentine's Day and the
ops. They don't want to shame single people anymore.
Yet if you go on Google, like I'm seeing all these articles like Walt Disney World's like guide to Valentine's Day. And you're like, that's not Disneyland.
No, like that's fine. Someone was watching my video from last year, and they said that dessert we ate looked really good.
So the one that I pretended I liked for my video?
And that I really ate. So that video, a little behind the scenes, any food you saw Jenny eat, you didn't like anything, did you?
Excuse me, the chocolate ice cream.
You did like the chocolate ice cream. And I reaped the benefits.
You did. You did. I did get those for free of reasons. But
yes. Thank you, reasons.
Reasons owes me money.
We've given reasons lots of money.
I gotta give them a call.
So last year we did the mini, I forget the actual name of it, the Minnie's Valentine's Day hunt.
It's just a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
It's whatever just, it was
you
called.
Got, it's a $7 scavenger hunt. I heard they're going to do it again this year.
Oh, like the Easter egg one?
Yeah, the Easter egg one.
Oh, that one's so much fun.
It was fun. It's but it's Valentine's.
So it's the Valentine's cards. Yes.
And you got the special cards at the end that I used to decorate my office.
Yes.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. Sign me up.
Did you do it last year?
I watched someone else do it.
Yeah, Jenny and I did it. And then some of them are really hard to find.
They are. Just like the Easter egg one. Mm. Like they're not in the same spot every year. Mm-hmm. So I'd be kind of curious to see if they do something like that.
Sometimes the ones that were the easiest were the hardest to find. Mm-hmm. I just felt, because you're just like, because there were some that were like up on the roof, there were some like really, I mean, none were like on the ground. But
there was one where you had to like donate blood and then like, you know.
There was one in the sewer like Pennywise.
Cast member, you had to find out which cast member knew like the secret word of the day. Like
it was behind their back. You had to go into the bathrooms and search underneath the water tanks.
Oh my God.
Jenny's like, no. Yeah, at the end, you got a card. You could technically just cheat. I mean, you shouldn't, but like.
No, it's more fun. Yeah, it's more fun.
No, the whole fun is
because then you turn in the card like, I did the thing. And
exactly.
Then you get rewarded.
Yeah, you get rewarded with cards that you paid $7 for.
Yeah, that I never used and I ended up throwing away.
Oh, no, I used mine for my coworker. She gave me the idea of getting like a light, like a little LED strip, and then getting little baby clothespins and then pinning them to my computer.
That is precious.
I know. She's precious. She listens.
You said baby clothespins, and I thought you were going to say baby Yoda.
Yeah, baby. I got 100 little baby Yodas.
Yeah.
And I had them all with bone broth in one hand, holding their little pins in the other. A side note, Jenny and I are both dressed like baby Yoda today.
I don't look like it anymore, but...
You're out of your baby Yoda drag.
I am.
Cameron's also secretly baby Yoda.
Yes.
Secretly Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hello there. General Kenobi.
Yes. With a baby just...
I'm going to add him into that scene off to the side. Obi-Wan looks over at like, what?
What is that, Baby Yoda? Did you hear that... They know what John Favreau and Taika Waititi know the name of Baby Yoda. Yeah. And Taika's like, his name is Nigel. And I had several people ask me, is that really his name?
I guess heard that.
His name is Nigel.
I thought it would be, I mean, if it's going to be Nigel, couldn't it be like Yigel? Because
Yigel.
The only other species that we know is Yoda and Yaddle. Mm-hmm. Both of the Yoda species. They all start with Y.
That's true.
So why
Yvonne.
Could it not be Yigel? Yeah.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Yogi.
Hey, boo-boo. That's the Mandalorians. Hey, boo-boo.
So back to Valentine's Day.
Man.
Tangent Bill. So photo ops. What would your dream photo op be for Valentine's Day at the Disney parks?
Me with an attractive man. I won't go any further. Not appropriate. No.
So they have all the couples out and about.
Kind of, but it used to be more official because they announced like when the Disney couples were out and you could take pictures, but now it's like maybe the man will be out.
Yeah, there was like a line for you got at least three different couples, but like 3 days ago I saw Prince Philip. Yesterday Snow White's prince was out. Today
Snow White?
With Snow White. Okay. And then today, over by Small World, I just happened upon Beast and Belle.
Beast walks around?
Yeah, Beast was just, like, chilling.
Have you never seen Beast?
No, never, like, at a parade, no.
Really?
Yeah, no.
He used to hang out, like, in Fantasyland. Like, when Red Rose Tavern first opened up, he was around a lot.
I guess Michelle was too busy, like, probably trying to touch him, so I just never got to see him.
Yeah. I feel like the dude that's out most is Flynn.
Yeah, because he's Rapunzel.
Yeah.
He's one of the few, like, you see him with Rapunzel almost as much as you see her by herself.
Aladdin.
Yeah. Because Aladdin's the main character. Mm-hmm. Jasmine's just a side character.
Have we ever had Prince Eric, though? No. Maybe back
other than Fantasmic, not really.
Maybe when we were kids, but not. I mean, because that movie is like 30 plus years old.
Snow White, hello.
That's true.
That was made yesterday. It was almost 100 years ago.
Maybe that's why it's so easy to cast her prince, is just because it's like, do you remember seeing this? Probably not.
Well, I remember a couple of years ago, during Valentine's Day, they had the AP corner over by Star Trader, and that's when I got to meet all the Robin Hood characters in that side, like, old arcade room. But, I mean, all the Robin Hood. I'm here for that. Bring out Robin Hood Maid Marian. Let's do it.
Is that, like the traditional-looking costumes?
Robin?
Yeah. I've never seen that, actually.
Yeah.
I've seen Prince John.
That year, Prince John. Mm-hmm.
Was that part of Lost Friends? Is that what they called
it? Yeah, it was like the Lost Friends, like AP Corner. They did one week with the Country Bears. They did the Robin Hood characters. And I got to meet everyone except Little John. So Prince John was there, the Sheriff, Friar Tuck, Robin. They were all out.
Ooh, I could play a good Friar Tuck.
God. The original Baby Yoda.
Original Baby Yoda.
With the monk robes and everything.
Friar Tuck, the original Baby Yoda. I would love to see proud single people out on Valentine's Day, but dressed in pink and red.
Oh, I was like, Elsa's always out.
That's
She's
true.
Proud and single.
She's proud. I want to see Wendy. I want to see the princes without the princesses.
Or have something. So there was a convention that I went to that had a lot of like ballroom dancing and like swing dancing. And you could get two different like buttons that you could wear. And one of them was like, please ask me to dance because I'd like to dance. And one was like,
leave me alone.
I'm single. Uh-huh. Like, you know, I don't know how to dance, but please ask. And, you know, I'll say yes. I'd be interested to see if Disney ever released something like that that was like an identifier for like, you know, they might have a Valentine's Day event, but they don't have like a specific event just for singles. But you could be like, oh, hey, like, looking for a single rider to, you know, make it not a single rider. Like, let's hang out and talk about Disney things, like, while waiting in line for Matterhorn. Like,
or I'm single, but I'm paralyzed with fear about talking to anybody, so I'm sorry.
Please talk to my Baby Yoda plush. Yes.
I will speak to you through my Baby Yoda. My mom asked me why I didn't bring my wooden Baby Yoda with me today. Yeah. Because he weighs like 10 pounds.
Oh, he does? Yeah, the wooden one?
He's so heavy. He's like probably like a foot tall.
That's crazy.
He's great. And I thought Disney would consider it as a weapon. Anyway, I do like the idea. What would you
think? I have an idea.
Oh, what's your idea?
Well, it would one-up, like, the Thor show from before, but, like, just can we have
the strip maybe, show?
Yes, a Thunder Down Under show with the male Avenger characters?
Just think. Oh, my God, Thunder Down Under with the King of, oh, my God.
The King of Thunder. Could you imagine how popular that would be if they had all the Marvel characters?
Yeah.
I mean, if Disney ever opens a resort in Vegas, I mean, there's your show.
My God, how do I spearhead that?
How do we make this so? I would go, like, you just have, like, who would, like, Jeff Goldblum would be the MC.
Obviously.
Yeah. He would just a giant projection of him would come out. It'd have Thor, Captain America, who else?
Hawkeye.
Loki.
I mean, you could do Hulk in a weird way if you want.
He's like a muscular guy. You could do Doctor Strange with, like, doing like close-up magic.
Yes.
Do girls not find close-up? I love close-up magic.
I so like many close-up magic.
Yeah, it's close-up magic is awesome. Falcon could have Winter Soldier with like one arm.
Yeah. Just options.
There's
just
so many
Black
options.
Panther.
Oh, Black Panther, yeah. Right there.
Oh, I mean, that name alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage.
This is a children's show.
Disney strip show for kids.
Wakanda forever.
They recreate that.
It's like this. Like, strip club.
They recreate, like, all the battle scenes, but it's just, like, shirtless battle scenes.
Oh, my God, I'm so hot right now.
Somewhere they fit in Captain America. Now that's America's ass. And he just
that's
comes
just
out
the
like
end, yeah. In a star-spangled thong.
Oh, God.
You're welcome, America.
I see it all.
So would you ever attend a singles event at Disneyland?
Here's my thing. I actually don't want to it, whenever, you know, whenever I decide to date again, mm-hmm. I don't want to be with someone who comes to the park a lot. Because I, like, it's kind of fun mm-hmm. to do, like, on our own, but I want our life outside of Disney. So that's kind of, like, mm-hmm. how it was in my last relationship, where, like, he had never been to Disneyland before, mm-hmm. and I brought him, and he enjoyed it because I enjoyed it. But I don't want to be with someone who's, like, sorry, Cameron.
I think.
Man. I mean, I live here, so you're visiting me, so.
You're insulting him in his house. I think it would be.
I get that.
I think it would be fun to participate in. I don't know if like it would be the start of a serious relationship, but I think it might
be
fun
to go to.
Yeah, just fun.
My thing is like, mm-hmm. because here's the thing, when I'm hanging out with my friends that are in relationships, mm-hmm. and then it's like, oh, they gotta go do like coupley things, and I get that. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm here at an event meeting other singles, mm-hmm. like they're just walking around, and mm-hmm. then it's like, oh, like. I could become friends with these people.
Yeah, Cameron's like, friendship day.
No, absolutely. I would come to a singles day to make more friends.
That's true.
Just be like, because they're here at Disney, mm-hmm. like, I'm here all the time. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I don't even tell people I'm at the park. It's just like, I'll run into someone.
Yeah, if you come here, you will find him.
Right, absolutely.
Go to Galaxy's Edge. There he is.
Oh, hey, Cameron.
I have a parking spot.
It's the one with all the stormtrooper buckets littered across it.
I think it would be fun, even, just for, like, the friendship aspect of, like, or a day where it's just, like, even if you are in a couple, like, this is just not about couples. This is about, like, celebrating our individuality
Ooh.
As a collective.
Yeah.
But also, if you want to, you know, find somebody. You're your own rainbow.
The single rider line becomes mm-hmm. where all the couples
yes.
are. And then the regular queue mm-hmm. is where all the singles are.
We mock all the people in love.
Plowing through that line. How many in your party? One. All right.
Get a high five.
It's easy. I can load you super quick.
Could that be some sort of speed dating in the single rider line?
I mean, that would be fun. That would help pass the time.
Like, it would. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But I feel like a lot of the guys who would come to Disney, like, single guys, would come and be like, oh, no, I'm just looking for, like, my princess. And, like, they just want to date the girls who are Snow White and Sleeping Beauty. And if you're a real person, they're like, no.
Can we develop an app, though, for singles at Disneyland where it's like, hey, if you want to, like, go on a ride with someone. Okay, who's closest to me? It's like Tinder where, like, it shows you the location.
Well, sometimes, like, you want to come to the park and no one else can come with you. It could be fun to, like, because it is, like, essentially a safe place. You could just come and, like.
I mean, someone tried to steal my purse, though. But
oh,
I mean,
really?
Remember, wait, were you with me the last day of the Aladdin show?
Uh-huh. No, I wasn't. I've never seen
that
show. Oh,
my God, someone tried to steal my purse.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But they didn't.
When we were in the crowd and we were walking out, I was holding onto my purse and some guy was tugging at it. And I was like, ugh!
Like, where do they think they're going?
I know. Whatever.
But I mean, yeah, it's safe as in, like, there's people around, you know.
Yeah.
Safer than meeting in a lot of other locations.
Tis true.
Yeah. I don't know. So, Disney, you want to get on that? Just make a, like, yeah, because they have couples night, sweethearts night, or whatever it's called. Have, like, single and ready to mingle.
Whoa.
Or, like, make it, like, a 90s dating show. That could be fun. That's going to get really
depressing.
Singled
out.
That's going to get so depressing. My sister was on Singled Out, like, 9 times.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
she was on the show?
Yeah,
like,
she was
the
on the show. She was never the one who, like, picked. She was always, like, one of the girls in the crowd.
Where they just walk away very quickly.
Yeah. She was, I think she said the furthest she got was, like, the final, like, the 4 or something.
Oh.
Yeah. Because she was really skinny and had big tatas, so. It's much prettier than I am.
Stop it.
And she was like 18, so.
Oh my God. Okay, well, so back to Valentine's.
Yes.
So what would you say are the most romantic attractions? Like, if you were gonna take some hottie onto an attraction.
Smuggler's Run.
Cameron's like, let me show you my piloting prowess.
I'm gonna punch it. Take this into hyperdrive.
Just do his sunglasses like with one hand.
That was me yesterday.
That was you 2 hours ago. He's like, I can get you on Rise of the Resistance, baby.
I love the because I would be like, oh, the Little Mermaid ride could be romantic, but then also that's like a child's right.
Well, and I always think Haunted Mansion, but it cracks me up because, like, I mean, obviously there's areas where you're in the dark, but
there's,
I mean,
so
cast members see everything.
Yeah.
They see everything.
Peter Pan doesn't have cameras.
Oh, so you need to go on an old school ride.
That's also very quick. You need a quick makeout.
You gotta
session.
Wait 40 minutes for that quick makeout.
No, I was just gonna hold hands. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I was gonna aggressively hold hands.
It's fine.
What about, okay, so small world. Mm-hmm. They'll occasionally let you have your own, like, I see, like, newlyweds, they'll be like, oh, like, they'll get their own boat.
They don't have cameras there, right? I feel like I've heard that there's no cameras. Yeah, like, inside. But I also feel like
that there's, like, a million eyes looking at you while they're singing a little children's song about, like, it's a small world after all.
There was this ride.
So I don't know if you want to get down to all that.
No. Like. You know what just really turns me on to world peace? There was this ride. This is the episode I did last week where these guys discovered there was no pressure mats or cameras on this ride. So they're able to sneak out of their cars and just like walk around the ride, and they would explore the ride for 8 hours without getting caught.
Oh my.
Yeah. I don't, you know, obviously you couldn't get away with that now, but like, I just have a theory rides built before a certain time, like no rules.
No rules. Yeah,
it's a wild, wild west.
Indiana Jones, because you could like bump into them, like, oh no.
Oh no, my hand's in your lap. What happened?
Ew, snakes.
I don't know. Because, yeah, it's kind of like little kid theme, so it's kind of hard to just be like.
Indiana Jones?
No, just like Disneyland in general. Like Disneyland a lot of like the dark rides and like. I don't know. There's not one where I'm just like.
You can't think too much, Jeff.
Okay, I'm thinking, yeah, that's the problem. I'm just too much of a thinker. Roger Rabbit cartoon spin. You just spin into their lap. So, Sweetheart Tonight, none of us are going to that, right?
No, you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I am 100% for the after hour mm-hmm. events. And I actually got to talk to the head of events mm-hmm. For like the overnight stuff, Al. And we had a really great conversation about like how it brings in something mm-hmm. different. If you haven't done it before, definitely do it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's four that they've announced so far this year. Pick one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's $110 or something mm-hmm. like that. But there are a lot of cool opportunities if you want photos. If you don't want photos mm-hmm. with some of the cool backdrops or some of the like rare characters, it's like a walk-on for every attraction.
That's kind of worth it. It's a little less than, it's a limited amount of time, but you get to go on more rides per se than you would just on an average day here.
So yeah, if you're not an annual pass holder mm-hmm. and you're like, man, I only get one day to ride all these rides and a ticket to the park mm-hmm. is $199 on a peak mm-hmm. day, like spend $110 and then you've got, on Sweetheart's Night, mm-hmm. they're letting people in at 6.
Oh.
They're letting people in earlier than they have in the mm-hmm. past.
Interesting.
So, I mean, even more reason, mm-hmm. like, the park will be empty.
Oh.
So if you're only going to do it for rides, mm-hmm. it's half the price of a regular ticket.
You don't have to worry about the sun.
That is correct.
You don't have to worry about sunscreen.
I don't have to smell like sunscreen.
Yeah, don't have to smell like sticky sunscreen all day.
That's not romantic.
There's probably less, like, little kids because, I mean, I'm not saying that that's a negative or a positive, but just, like, you know, the land is yours, adults. Enjoy. No one's mocking you or judging you. So Sweetheart's Night this year is February 11th and 12th. Events include special fireworks, an Imperial Ball, Disney couples meet and greets, photo ops, and special merch. How much do you want to bet that special merch will be sold? Will be sold throughout the parks if they don't sell out. Definitely be at Company D.
I mean, have they done that before, though?
I don't know. The very first special events mm-hmm. night in recent years, the date mm-hmm. night at Disneyland, like the shirts mm-hmm. and the buttons.
The fanny that was the 90s.
That was the 90s one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the shirts, like those were gone.
Oh.
People
do love exclusives here.
Yeah, and then there was like the AP button that like lit up. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, if they're doing two nights, the Star Wars one, mm-hmm. I mean, that sold out, so they had to have a second night. Mm. And, yeah, a lot of the merch mm-hmm. from that sold out.
Yeah, all my Mandalorian merch is sold out. It's just Baby Yoda, which I'm wearing right now.
I was going to say, you love Baby Yoda.
I do love Baby Yoda. I just want that one Mandalorian shirt, and they only had it in small. I'm not a small. I really wanted to go to 80s night, just side note, but I'm going to be in Orlando, so...
Orlando.
I've been waiting to do that this whole time. I was ready. The Paris of the South.
I was wearing that shirt, and this guy came up to me, and he's like, that sounds really familiar. And I'm like, oh, it's from my podcast. He's like, oh, I listen, Michelle. And I was like, no. Or he knew Michelle. And he's like, yeah, I know Michelle.
I was with you.
Yeah.
I know you're with me. I'm talking to you. Okay.
I haven't heard this story.
I was there.
Jenny looks like Lois Lane right now. Because she's wearing she has like her sassy hair and she has a trench coat on. So just imagine Lois Lane sitting across from me.
Hello. Well, now I was just imagining Henry Cavill like flying down right here.
Yes, please. In my lap.
Sweetheart night.
Sweetheart night.
I'm ready. Let's get him in the Marvel Universe, shall we?
What are some fun things to do? What are some things you think are more fun to do at Disneyland as a single person as opposed to in a couple? Everything?
I don't see it as anything different, really.
I don't have to share my food.
I never share my food anyway.
So
my ex knew that.
That's the first time I met Jenny. The first day we hung out, I was like, she had popcorn, and I was like, oh, can I have a bite of your popcorn? And she just gave me this look like, I was like, you don't have to share with me if you don't want to. She's like, okay.
Like, I don't share my food.
Jenny doesn't share food.
No. I just like when you wouldn't eat any french fries because you were like, there's not enough fries. I would eat more than that, so I can't have any amount of french
that
fries.
That is life of a binge eater. Wasn't enough fries.
See, what else can we talk about at Valentine's Day?
What about romantic restaurants?
Oh, romantic restaurants. Are there romantic restaurants?
Blue Bayou.
Oh, Blue Bayou.
Oh, I haven't been to Blue Bayou in years.
Cafe Orleans.
I love Cafe Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really romantic, though? Because I just imagine Jenny and I eating, like, Armani Cristos and Palm Frites, and that's just like...
Okay, well, it's not romantic when we're together.
Yeah,
but
it's just messy. Unless you're into that.
Club 33. Carthay Circle, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very good one. If you haven't, like, booked a reservation to, like, eat up in the dining room, like, it's
very
lovely.
I've been with Jenny to both
there.
Of those places on couples dates, so... And someone sent us a glass of champagne.
I know.
And neither one of us drank, and so I just drank them. Because I was like, well, I don't want to let them go to waste.
Steakhouse 55.
Oh, yeah, Steakhouse 55. That's like a nice, like, old school kind of dark restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Just some filet mignon.
Lamp light lounge. What's that special room that's in there?
The office.
Is that what it is?
I've only heard of larger parties getting to go in there.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, they may have something for just a couple.
Pay enough money and you can do whatever you want.
Oh, like 21 Royal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, have you been to 21 Royal?
I mean, I know people that have.
Because you have to be a member of Club 33 to be a member of that, or is it separate?
Well, 21 Royal, that's the one that's open to the public, but for like $15,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the one
you get
the
that
top.
Special,
yeah, yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Like dining package.
Yeah, because if you pay, everyone says, oh, we go with 17 people and then we pay $400 each. But if you have tens of thousands of dollars, you could just go there by yourself or with a couple.
Yeah.
I just want to become rich enough and go up there by myself and just cry. If we like stand so everyone can see me.
God.
Someone takes you to a date to Club 33. You better put out because it's expensive, Jenny.
Wow, I didn't know that was expected. I'm sorry to disappoint. I will freshen up right now and get back to you.
No, it's okay because I ate all your food. Club 33, they don't have any private areas in there. They have the area that's members only.
It's a members only lounge. Mm-hmm. When I was recently there, they do have one table that was sort of set off to the side with a really beautiful portrait in the back. It's kind of separate from the rest of the dining room. But yeah, no, it's an intimate setting to begin with. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone there is pretty, like, respecting of each other's space.
Not me.
it's not like you're going to just see random celebrities walk in and everyone's like, oh my gosh, a celebrity. It's like there's a... A politeness about
it.
I don't know.
It's like, we're all rich people. We've all gotten in here.
No.
Looking down at the peasants.
Yes.
You know, like.
Is there any place in the park that you have a memory of, good or bad, from a past whoever, where, like, every time you see it, you, like, think of that memory?
Only bad ones.
Because like for me, whenever I look at the wishing well, I think of my first boyfriend that I got from working here. Mm-hmm. Because on our third date, I didn't know much about him, but he asked me to be his girlfriend at the wishing well and like gave me a little Mickey ring, and I was like, oh my god, I love you, this is amazing. That did not turn out well. But every time I see the well, I'm always like, ah.
You go, yeah. Oh well.
Oh well.
I don't. No.
I just don't only because I'm here so often. Mm-hmm. I.
Just become saturated.
I make so many memories each day that it's like there's not one thing that's like, oh, that was that thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, the thing that I like is like, yeah, when you do come here often, if you have a bad memory or even just a good memory, but of someone mm-hmm. that you like don't want to be thinking about all the time, when you are here so much, you're constantly making memories in the same spot, so it just kind of overlaps.
The best way to deal with a breakup is rent out the room at Club Royal, go to the top, and cry. And have everyone watch you cry.
Oh my god. Wait, I have a Valentine's Day story though.
Oh, tell me.
From like
tell me.
Back in the day, I had a crush.
Is it appropriate?
The part I'll tell you, yes.
Okay.
So I had a crush on a Jungle Cruise skipper. Mm-hmm. And I had a crush on many of them.
Uh-huh.
But so this one, I asked him out on Valentine's. And this is before, like, mm-hmm. this was 2003. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that was a while ago. And I gave him a Disney Princess Valentine card. Why did I think he would take me serious? And I asked him out, like, on Valentine's Day. I was like, I'll come to the park. And so we had planned it out. And he said he would come here, and we had the whole day planned out. I was excited. I was, like, dressed up. And so then I come here, and I'm texting him. I'm like, hey, just wondering where you are. And he's like, oh, I'm looking at apartments with a friend. And I was like, oh, are you almost done? I'm waiting here. And he was just like, oh, I'm not coming. And I was like, oh. So then I proceeded. My friend was working in New Orleans Square, and she was a cashier for the portrait artist. And they have these little – that was back when oh my god, I'm having a brain fart. What is my favorite spot called?
And where?
Courtyard of Angels.
Yes. Oh, yes. Courtyard of Angels. So that's when it was public. And if you know, like, under the stairs, there's a little, like, door. Mm-hmm. And they call it the Smurf Hut. And that's where, like, the portrait artists would keep all of their stuff. And so they let me go in there and cry.
Oh,
and so I was just in the Smurf Hut alone, just crying. And then two friends met me, and then we rode pirates, and I was just crying. Oh. It was depressing. The fact that I still gave him the time of day after that shows you
that you're a woman.
Yeah. Well, that was the old me when I felt I needed a man to be a good woman.
There's only one man I need, and his name is Baby Yoda.
Or they're going to say Jesus.
I thought you were going to say Mandalorian.
I mean, that's true, too. That's actually probably the number one. But, I mean, I can't deny my son. My son is the love of my life. Like, men will come and go, but my son is my son.
This is the way.
My mom was like, you could take him to the park in his scarf.
Get a little stroller for him.
Yeah. I just love that. As much as I know about your mom, I feel like this is the opposite of what she'd be telling you. She's finally embracing it, Jasmine. Just take it.
She's like, well, I'm never going to have grandkids, so this is as good as it's going to get.
Oh, my God. I mean, in my mind when I was younger, I always thought, like, oh, Disneyland is the best place to come, if, mm-hmm. you know, if you're in love and stuff. But I feel like what I always picture in my mind is, like, a movie. It's not mm-hmm. actually real.
Carousel could be fun.
Oh, yeah, I had that written down. Oh, there it is.
Oh, like romantic rides?
Yeah.
Or like teacups.
Mm-hmm. Not the way I do.
Unless you get motion sickness, yes. Then that's not romantic.
I'm like, you better spin me as fast as you can. Here's the thing.
If you're gonna bring a date and they can't handle teacups, mm-hmm. like, then you know, like, maybe this isn't.
Are you saying about everyone? I can't handle teacups. Does that mean I should be single the rest of my life?
No, I'm saying, my buddy Jim and I, we take it to a whole nother level of G-force on the teacups.
Oh, can I go with you with the teacups?
If you can't hang, then it's like, I don't know.
My dream is to spin it as fast as I can, and my arms, I'm just like, this is just, I can't do it.
Oh, I got to the point where my hands were, like, red from, like, ripping it so tight.
I actually want to vomit thinking about that right now. I can't imagine going that fast.
I want to go so fast that the teacups, it teeters. I know it won't, but that's my dream.
Oh, just goes.
Like, I want them to be like, excuse me, you guys need to slow down.
I had someone arguing with me, and it's like, oh, the purple one isn't actually spinning faster. It's just that there's a screw that's loose, and they just don't know how to tighten it. I was like...
I heard they all go the same speed now, though.
No, the purple one still spins faster.
Okay, because that one was, like, forever that was the fastest one.
No, it's fast.
Yeah, like, the purple with the flowers
the
on it.
The full purple one. Not the flower purple one. The full purple one. It does spin faster.
I have to go on that
and
one
it's always
now.
Frustrating when I see someone get on it
and they're
not
just leaning
spin,
back.
And they're just, like, taking pictures. I'm like, guys. Guys.
You do not deserve this. I just want to go on it now and Cameron's just staring daggers at them the whole time. Just following them throughout the park. Alice in Wonderland's very romantic. No, I'm kidding.
It's like how you can't even say it all the way without laughing. Oh, I have a fun story about my friend, though, who, like, got asked to be in a relationship here. The guy went to all the princesses ahead of time and gave them each something to give to her, and it was a scavenger hunt, so I had to go with her. And so, like, Belle gave her a rose, and Cinderella gave her a glass something. I don't know. Uh-huh. But, like, so all the princesses had something
pipe.
With a note.
What? Glass pipe.
Oh, yes. And then the last one, I can't remember who the last one was, had a note saying to, like, meet me at Blue Bayou, and that's where he was. Just asked to be, like, boyfriend and girlfriend.
Is the Ferris wheel romantic?
Which one? Well, Mickey's Fun Wheel?
If you want to...
The Pal-Around?
If you want to really get to know that person, like... You'll see the real me on that ride because nothing will be left after I scream my head off.
One time, Allison and I went on that ride. I don't know how she got me to go on it. And there was a couple on there, and I could tell they really wanted, like, a romantic time. And it's just me almost crying, gripping on, like, a cat.
Oh, they had you in there with, like, a couple?
Yeah, yeah.
That's really weird how they would put you in, like, that's such close quarters.
Yes. Just,
I don't know.
They were sitting
weird.
Across from us, and then Allison and I were sitting on the other side.
Did they know you weren't together?
Yeah, no, they knew. They just were trying to fill up all weird. The cars, and I felt really bad for them. But
oh, I would have said no, because I wouldn't want to go with them either.
No,
weird.
I wouldn't want to go with me either. I just felt bad for them. And sometimes people think that, like, I'm acting up and I'm trying to be funny when I'm getting so scared. I'm like, no, I really am that frightened.
I have a video on it that my friend took of me, and I said, oh my God, well over 100 times. And the cast member was pissing me off more because he was like, you forgot to sign the agreement in case you die.
That's awesome.
Just no one should be that high up. Nobody should be that high up.
You know, the earthquake's done many things to me. Yes. I have PTSD, and the last thing I want is an earthquake when I'm
the Northridge earthquake, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, 1994.
Gosh.
You didn't get to experience that one, Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you?
When did I move to Nashville? I was born here in 89 in Fontana. I moved when I was five. I remember one earthquake before I moved to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We were all at the kitchen table in our house. And it started to shake.
Oh, see,
and I remember
this was
my dad,
like 4 in the morning or something.
This
so
is
I'm
the
sure
night.
It probably wasn't the Northridge one, but I remember one earthquake before moving.
That was the night I found out about the Tooth Fairy. Just the truth. I won't go into any more, but because I woke up and things were not under my pillow yet, and I was like 6 years old, and I was just.
Oh, hey. Yeah. The Tooth Fairy is on like a tight schedule.
That's true.
Like, there's, you know, time zones, and like, you know, it's not like Santa. Like, he just stops time. Like.
Tooth Fairy has to obey the laws of physics.
Yeah. She's not a part of the high table
no.
of like...
Are you thinking of the Santa know? Claus too? Tooth Fairy was in the high council of mythical creatures, whatever that was called.
In yes. the Santa Claus 2?
Yeah, the Santa Claus 2. I go by Santa Claus 2 rules.
I'll accept that.
Okay.
I'll accept that.
Yeah. There was and Jack Frost wasn't in it. No, Santa
Claus
3.
Valentine's Day.
Yes. Cupid wasn't it. Is there any romantic merch that you like? I do like the color pink.
You do?
This, yeah.
Like, between now and Easter is your time to shine.
This is my time.
All the pastels.
Yeah, the pastels.
Mine is September to the end of December. Mm-hmm. Right now it's you.
Yeah, this is my time to shine. I emerge from the ground in just a pink glow.
Yes.
Like Linda the Good Witch. Just in blues and pinks. This is the season I was meant for.
For real.
It really is. And then they have pink and I did like I wish I knew what food they were going to have this year. I'm sure they'll have exclusive food because Disney just can't help themselves.
I'm just so picky that I never care about the exclusive food because I'm like, just give me chocolate ice cream and I'm happy.
It tends to be a bit like off some of their exclusives, like because they want to make it a little weirder. So it's not just like you and I like plainer things. It's like mocha frappuccinos with orange and blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, and they also want it to look fun. So it's Instagrammable.
Like today, Cameron was saying, oh, you should try the or did you try the green milk with the spicy stuff? I said, no. Because A, it's green milk, and B, spicy stuff.
I just wanted to see your reaction.
Just like
I picture Tim Allen when he's drinking the soy milk. Yeah.
That would have been.
Milk's a little sour.
It's soy milk. Do you think they need to have a DCOM like the Santa Claus, but about Valentine's Day? I say yes.
A DCOM or like a Disney Plus?
They already have a movie like that. It's called Valentine's Day.
They do?
With Ashton Kutcher.
No, but like a Disney.
And Lopez.
That's like an adult movie, though. I mean, not an adult movie, but like not for. I mean, like a DCOM or Disney Plus level.
Oh, like if the cast of High School Musical decided to do like High School Musical, the Valentine's Day edition?
Who's the Tim Allen of today?
I'd be here for that. Tim Allen of today?
Yeah, who's the Tim Allen of today?
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen. He's still alive.
Okay, so if you start Tim Allen. And then what would the plot be? So he has children, grandchildren, who don't believe in love, and he's divorced. And then he becomes Valentine. No, this is just the Santa Claus now. He becomes Cupid.
I don't know if I necessarily want to see Tim Allen in a diaper.
Yeah. Okay, who would you want to see in a diaper?
Chris Hemsworth?
Okay, it's C. Hemi. He's a star. He's a dad, a single father. And his kids are sad. And he has to believe in love again. And he falls in love with the beautiful reporter named Jennifer Gibson.
From Riverdale.
And she has to, from Riverdale. And she is like, I'm skeptical. I'm a reporter. I don't believe in love. And he's like, oh yeah? And then shoots her with an arrow.
So then I'll be like, but I don't do diapers. Well, who's like your ultimate favorite Disney couple?
Oh.
Robin Hood and Maid Marian.
Mine is Carl and Ellie.
Peter Pan and Wendy. Even though they're not really, that's more representation of my versions of couples.
I was gonna say,
just the guy being like, what? You're gonna cook
I feel
and
like
clean
mine
for me.
Is the only one that ends in a happily ever
that's
after.
That's true.
Like,
this is very
hey,
true.
But mine were in love for a long time. Okay.
We don't know
just
what
not
happened.
Just the ever after part.
Yes. No, I'm more like the chicken in Robin Hood. I'm just the.
Alan Adam?
Yeah, the one who just stops the nonsense.
And I feel like a close second for me is Wally and Eve.
Aww.
Eve.
Precious. I'm trying to think if there's any other couples I like. I like Captain America and Bucky. No, I'm kidding. Michelle would kill me for that one.
I'm sure there's fan fiction.
Yes. There is.
You're like, I wrote one last night.
Let me show you chapter one. Another couple. Oh, I love Han and Leia, but is that like a classic Disney couple?
Well, yeah, I mean.
That would be like my number one, actually, Han and Leia.
Okay.
He's like,
as much as I am a fan of the Star Wars franchise, I don't consider it a Disney franchise. Like, it's a Disney franchise, but it's Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
Just like Marvel operates on its own, but it's Disney owned. And same thing with Pixar.
Well, at that time, they weren't Disney owned. So when it was Leia.
Sure.
It was. So yeah, I guess I'd have to be Peter Pan and Wendy. I was never into like. The Disney princesses or princes, every year I would just get whatever Disney princess dress because I only cared about their dress.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, I enjoyed the movie, but I was never like, that's me.
I mean, well, I'm down for Flynn Rider.
Up until, like, Aladdin, we didn't really have, like either the princess had all the lines or the prince had no lines or maybe two. And then, like, Aladdin and Jasmine, like, it was an actual, like, couple.
Yes.
Like,
two teenagers in love.
But I mean, when I was younger, Prince Eric was like my boo. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, look at them eyes.
Another good example, like he had lines.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
You know, he had
a flute.
I mean, Prince Philip was in
dog.
The movie.
He had a flute and a dog. What else do you need?
But Prince Philip was in the movie more than Aurora.
She only had, 17 lines?
something.
And he was a little boy and he had the fat dad.
Oh, I was like, what? Yes.
The chubby characters always really stuck out to me in Disney movies. And I'm like, that's me.
Oh my God.
Like, go Meriwether. That's my favorite Disney couple is the thruple of Flora Fauna and Meriwether. Done. My three moms. Done. That's my new answer.
Yes.
Oh, but like, I love the idea of chivalry and like Robin Hood, like
he's sassy.
He's that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's
oh my God, Robin Hood.
Fox.
Well, he is. Let me just say, I was all about Prince Eric, but like, mm-hmm. I had the biggest crush on Robin Hood when I was younger, and I never thought of him as an animal.
No.
He and I feel talk. Like I feel like a lot of girls though felt that way.
I
like,
did too.
He had sexy eyes, yes. That voice.
He was sassy.
With, he was good with
he
kids.
He was like a bad boy, but he had a heart of gold.
Oh, yeah.
No, a lot of girls had crushes on Robin Hood, and you never really thought about it till later, where you're like
oh, that was
yeah,
an animal.
That's an animal, but he can talk. It really like blurs the lines. That's like a
the story of Robin Hood. Because around, I mean, I yeah, grew up with the Disney one. I grew up with the Errol Flynn version. Mm-hmm. Like so, like Robin Hood. Mm-hmm. Just has always been something yeah. that I've loved.
A dashing,
story.
Dashing fox.
But you weren't like attracted to him, whereas I was like, I want
to
be with
Marian's
him.
A foxy lady. That
literally. Literally a fox.
Like the way that she, like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Cameron's getting into some dangerous territory. The way that her tail fluffs. The way those pointy things on her ears.
Okay, now.
Well, no,
the way, like when Clucky is talking to her, like mm-hmm. about, like both of them are. There's that scene where mm-hmm. Rob is talking to John about, like, oh, she's probably forgotten all about me, mm-hmm. and that's all that he can think yeah. about. And then the same thing, like Maid Marian is talking to Clucky, like, oh man, like I've been gone for so long. Do you think mm-hmm. Robin even knows who I am anymore? Mm-hmm. And, like, they're just so infatuated with each other.
Playing badminton.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Cameron likes badminton.
And just that moment where they lock eyes, mm-hmm. even when he's wearing a giant beak, like, aww. During an archery challenge. Like, they just know.
And she just gets so happy when she sees him and she realizes that it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. I'm going to watch that on Disney Plus tonight.
I know, I watched it the other day. And I like the little bunny. Okay, now we're just talking about Robin. Are there any, like, romantic... I'm trying to think of any romantic... Have you ever seen the movie Moonspinners?
Yeah, but it's been a while.
That's a Hayley Mills movie, and I love that movie. It's about... So Hayley Mills, it was, like, her first, like, not adult role, but, like, not little kid role. And her aunt go to Greece, and she kind of gets up and, like, involved in this crime caper with this, like, dashing British gentleman who wears no socks. I just remember that. He had, like, loafers with no socks, and I was like, oh, that's so European. And I think it was, like, her first on-screen kiss was in that movie, and I just always loved that movie. Huh. And she, like, gets accidentally drunk at the very end.
Accidentally?
Well, no, it's that old lady on the ship gets her drunk.
Oh. Yeah.
The lady who's going to be us in, like, 50 years.
Yes.
I always like that. What other romantic... I mean, there's not a lot of Disney movies that are, like, implicitly, like... Well, I guess they are kind of romantic, but that's, like, the B story.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I like that some of the characters they have now, it's showing that it doesn't have to be
like
a romantic.
Elsa.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, Elsa, Moana.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that. It's like, oh, it's not, you know, they don't need a man mm-hmm. or a woman.
Yes. Anna needs a woman. Or Elsa needs a woman.
I think Disney's done a good job in sort of finding a balance, because you also have a great romantic story with Tangled.
Yeah.
Well, like, right. But I also feel like it's because they've also made the woman stronger
correct.
Now.
Correct.
Both characters have been, like, a little bit more developed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the men aren't just like, oh, this handsome guy, and, like, this girl's this beautiful girl who wishes for love, and I'm a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah, but I obviously understand, too, why all the movies back then didn't have mm-hmm. those roles, because, I mean, it's just the way society is and how it's changed.
15-year-olds all got married. I think it all changed when Disney decided to raise the age from 15 to, like, 18, 19. Like, okay.
Yeah.
At least this is legal. So any final thoughts on Valentine's Day or romantic movies or Disney love?
I mean, I've grown to realize, like, I mean, this is now my second Valentine's Day being single again. Like, last year was hard because I was single for 5 days
mm-hmm.
After everything.
You were with me.
I was. No, so, like, not that I was bitter, but, like, I actually had a good Valentine's Day last year. I bought my therapist roses. She liked that. And I bought roses for some of my other friends that I was hanging out with that day. But I'm actually, like, fine with it. I used to be bitter when I was single. Mm-hmm. But, like, now I'm kind of like, whatever. I mean, I can treat myself or my, like, close friends. So why not? It's not just, like, four people in our relationship.
Just buy me chocolate.
Oh, just buy Cameron chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine is, I never liked Valentine's Day. I think it's such a stupid, like, silly holiday.
It's
like
a Hallmark holiday.
Such a made-up holiday. But, like, my dad, every year since I was little, this is why I think I've never had a boyfriend, because my dad, every year, would always get me, like, either flowers or candy or something on Valentine's Day.
So why does
Day.
That...
So, like, I just could never find a man that, like, lived up... Like, I was always treated so well by my dad that, like, if any guy didn't treat me that well, I was like, well, I'm not interested in you. I already have a dad who treats me like I'm the best thing in the world. So, like, why would I lower my standards?
Who are these men?
Like,
I haven't met them.
They don't exist. Oh. Just saying theoretically, if anyone was interested. I just always, like, so to me it was never, like, a romantic holiday. It was, like a day, like, that reminded me, like, oh, my dad would get my mom and my sister, like, balloons. And, like...
Do you celebrate Galentine's Day?
Well, this year I'm going to celebrate Galentine's Day, yeah.
Awesome.
I'm going to do a Galentine's Day thing. Yeah, it just was never, like, a romantic holiday to me. It was more of just, like, oh, I like pink and I'm a fat kid and I like candy. And, like, I'm going to get heart-shaped candy because I always like the Snickers better, the holiday ones. And this is the last... Well, no, then there's... So it's, you know, you have the Christmas-shaped candy, you have the Valentine's Day-shaped candy, Easter, and then that's
Halloween.
It. Yeah, well, then you don't get anything to Halloween. So it used... So at least, like, I get my heart-shaped Snickers.
What about your birthday?
My birthday, they don't have heart-shaped candy.
But, I mean, you can get your own candy on your birthday, so at least you
But
have...
I don't want Snickers. I like the Snickers that are in shapes better than... I don't want a Snickers-shaped Snicker. I want a Snickers in the shape of a heart or an egg or a tree.
Just have a jasmine face.
Just a jasmine face. So thank you for listening. A special thanks to our patrons, David, Jennifer, Lauren, Sean, Tiffany, Tori, and Wynette. If you would like to be a Patreon to 1313 Harbor the Podcast, you can go to patreon.com/1313Harbor the Podcast. You can also find it on our website. Just our website in general is beautiful. Jenny made it. It's www.1313harborthepodcast.com. We're also on Instagram at 1313harborthepodcast, Twitter at 1313harbor, and you can also email us at 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com. So thank you for listening. I think you all understand how much I like candy. I think we all like candy. I think that's the consensus we came to, is we like Robin Hood and candy.
Yes.
Yes. So to all who come to this happy podcast,
welcome!